live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital has unveiled new plans for the facility in response to a damning report by HICWA. We'll hear from Sean Murphy. Ministers have approved €50 million in funding for north-south projects under the Shared Island Initiative. It includes a €45 million investment by the Irish government into McGee College in Derry. The Garda Commissioner says a series of recommendations have been implemented to help supervise 999 calls. Last year, a report into the cancelling of emergency calls found investigations into possible sexual assaults were impacted. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. All that to follow, but first, on this Tuesday evening, an orange weather warning for thunderstorms remains in place in Donegal for the next hour, with the warning being scaled down to yellow after 6 o'clock. There are still over 400 homes and businesses without power in the county, almost 300 of them in the vicinity of Buncrana. It's hoped supplies will be restored to most homes within the next hour, but some may be without electricity until 10 o'clock tonight. There is a link to the ESB's Power Check service on our website, highlandradio.com. The general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital has unveiled new plans for the hospital in response to a damning report by HICWA. The document was devised with senior HSC officials in consultation with staff to identify the role of the hospital in the community and look at how the hospital can be improved. Sean Murphy says it will take time to implement the plan and will require some support from the South Hospital Group. Mr Murphy told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that long and short term measures will be rolled out at the hospital.
Came out of the workshop, so it was not just a series of aspirations, but also then the programme said, okay, so in order to make that happen, we need to do a lot of change, and we need to do it and in a structured way. And the structure was, we would have 5 work streams. One was on leadership, accountability and governance structures. One was on communication engagement with our staff, but with the community. One was on patient safety and quality improvement. One was on knowledge and skills. And one was on information, having the information to make decisions. So they were the 5 work streams. Within those work streams, then, there's a number of projects that we are initiating. Starting now, and this is the start of a journey, Greg. This is not going to be tomorrow and it's all going to be fixed. Right? This will go on for a number of years, but starting now, we're working through a number of key priorities within each of those.
Ministers have approved €50 million in funding for north-south projects under the Shared Island Initiative, including €45 million in funding for a new teaching and student services campus for University of Ulster's McGee campus in Derry. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood says growing McGee into a properly resourced university that serves the whole of the Northwest has been one of the defining goals of his political career. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
In a statement, Foyle MP Colm Eastwood says this is a great day for McGee and the people of Derry. This significant investment from the Irish government will be transformational, he says, allowing for the provision of additional courses and resources that will make McGee an even more attractive place to study. He adds this has the potential to deliver so much for the city, boosting the economy, attracting jobs and investment, allowing to keep more of the young people and finally delivering on a key objective of the civil rights movement. Mr Eastwood concludes while this investment is hugely welcome and cannot be the end of the plans to grow McGee. Instead, he says this must be the beginning of the work that finally sees McGee become a major university on this island.
Police in Antrim say a post-mortem exam on human remains has ended. It's part of the murder investigation of Chloe Mitchell. The PSNI say the identification process on the remains, which were found on June 11th, is still ongoing. The 21-year-old was last seen on CCTV in Ballymena in the early hours of June 3rd. 2 men have been charged in connection with the investigation. Support services for victims of domestic abuse and violence in Ireland are creaking at the seams. That's among the findings of a new report by Women's Aid. It says 2022 was its busiest year ever, with over 31,000 contacts to its support line. The CEO of Women's Aid, Sarah Benson, says not everyone comes forward.
We're highlighting the fact that, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. On the one hand, clearly more and more survivors are reaching out for help and support, which is very welcome, but we need to make sure that all of our systems are resourced to make sure that we're there to do what we all need to do to ensure their safety.
Meanwhile, the Garda Commissioner says a series of recommendations have been implemented to help supervise 999 calls. Last year, a report into the cancelling of emergency calls found investigations into possible sexual assaults were impacted. It comes as Women's Aid released its annual report for 2022, the busiest year in its history. Commissioner Drew Harris says a series of changes have been implemented to make sure that incidents aren't missed.
I'm pleased to say that there were a series of recommendations. We've accepted those recommendations and they've been implemented both in terms of staffing, training, supervision and then review of calls, particularly critical calls. And secondly then, we've introduced a new command control system called GardaSafe. And that allows us a good deal more supervision of the calls, the nature of the calls, and making sure that we don't miss incidents.
An investigation is continuing after a teenager was hospitalised after she was attacked in Ballybuffet last week. At around 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening last, the 17-year-old girl was walking with a friend in a laneway between McElhenney's car park and Chestnut Road when she was approached by a group of females, one of whom proceeded to assault her. Garda say the injuries she sustained are not believed to be life-threatening. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
This assault happened in the town, in Ballybuffet town, on Tuesday the 13th. In around 7 p.m. So a 17-year-old girl, she was walking with her friend in the laneway between, it's known as the McElhenney's car park there on the main street in Ballybuffet. So there's a laneway down the side of that car park which brings you onto the Chestnut Road. So it happened in that laneway. So this female walking with her friend, she was approached by a group of females. One of these girls proceeded to assault her. This girl then had to attend Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for injuries, none of which, thankfully, are believed to be life-threatening in nature. So we're appealing to anybody who was in the area of the McElhenney's car park there, or if they travelled along the main street in Ballybuffet or the Chestnut Road and had a dash cam, we're asking them to make that footage available to us. This group of females were believed to have been hanging around in the car park area, along the shops there in the car park area, shortly before the incident happened and afterwards. So if anybody seen them there and can offer a good description of them or dash cam footage, they're asked to contact Garda in Letterkenny.
The new National Children's Hospital will open next year, according to the Taoiseach. It's after Sinn Féin claimed there'll be a delay because of further works which need to be carried out on operating theatres, which the party says could cost an extra €50 million. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says he doesn't know where that figure came from, as no new work has been approved. He's also denied that the opening of the hospital will be delayed beyond 2024.
We anticipate that it will be completed in 2024 and will be handed over that year. Now, as is the case with any hospital, it takes a number of months for it to be commissioned, but we do anticipate that the first patients will be seen there at some point in 2024.
Talks between Donegal County Council and the Department of Housing are ongoing ahead of the imminent publication of the revised defective concrete block scheme. Donegal County Council's Chief Executive John McLaughlin says he believes genuine and valid concerns raised by the local authority are being heard by the department. He says the government has expressed that it wants to bring the new regulations into force immediately, but negotiation of desired changes to the scheme is challenging. Mr. McLaughlin says it's imperative that the right scheme is in place.
This will run for a long number of years, so now this is the second chance at it. So very important to have a structure in a manner that works for the people, for the council processing, and indeed for the housing agency, and that people can see the houses fixed quickly from it, and that there's no extra hurdles put in front of people.
Ireland has backed revised EU proposals on nature restoration. Environment ministers met in Luxembourg today to agree a deal. The agreement sets targets on recovery measures for EU land and sea areas. It'll now be considered by MEPs and subject to further discussion. Minister of State Malcolm Noonan says it is good news for the environment.
Today is a great day for nature in Europe, as Ireland has agreed the draft of the nature restoration regulation, and there has been agreement on the general approach among the Council of Ministers. So fantastic news for nature.
St Mary's Church in Coghill, Buncrana, has been targeted by thieves once again. In the latest incident, two men entered the church on Friday afternoon last. Garda Grainne Doherty has more.
We do have CCTV footage of this, quite good CCTV footage, but just a few extra details that we're looking for in relation to it. So it's the Garda in Buncrana. They're investigating a theft from a donations box at the church there, St Mary's Church in Coghill in Buncrana. So on Friday the 16th of June, shortly after 2:40 p.m, two men entered the chapel. They took a seat in the back pew of the chapel. One of the men then got up, he removed an item from a satchel bag that he was wearing, and he used this item to try to fish money out of a charity donations box. This box is built into the wall in the chapel. So it's unknown if any money was taken. I suppose they were unaware of how much was in the box at that time, but certainly an attempt was made to remove money from it. These two men left the area on foot. So the man who had the satchel bag, he was wearing it, you know, cross body with a strap across his body. He had dark, short hair. He was wearing a light blue shirt, blue jeans and white trainers, and he was of a slim build. The man who accompanied him was of a slightly broader build. He wore a white shirt, blue jeans with quite a few rips down the legs of them. He had navy shoes with white soles and short brown hair, and he had a short beard or a schmig, in which you'd refer to stubble, you know. They were both aged in their late 40s to early 50s approximately, so we're appealing to anybody who may have seen these two men in the area of the Cockhill Road on foot, or even at any location within Buncrana Town, if anybody observed them. We're trying to establish their direction of travel and maybe to obtain any details of any possible mode of transport that they had.
Garda Gráinne Doherty there. Those wishing to climb Errigal Mountain are being asked not to do so from the 5th to the 7th of July. Works are due to take place over those days involving an overhead waste removal. It's part of an ongoing project to put paths down to protect the mountain from erosion caused by footfall. Josephine Kelly is project manager with the Friends of Errigal. She says the dates are subject to change due to weather conditions.
Well, the helicopter's booked in from the 5th to the 7th of July. So just for health and safety, we're just kind of appealing to people not to climb the mountain on those days, because the helicopter is going to be flying overhead with a skip bucket full of material, and that will hopefully go on for 3 days, weather permitting. So just ask people just to keep an eye on the social media page and on the ericalmountain.com page, just in case that changes, because if the weather's going to change, then we have to change with it.
Meeting is due to take place tonight in Clonmany Community Centre to discuss water outages in the area. Local councillors and representatives from Irish Water have been invited to attend. Two racing bikes have been stolen from a shed in the Burnfoot area. At around 20 past one in the morning of Monday, June 12th, two men entered the shed at a house in Mahara Beg. It was unlocked at the time. One of the bikes is a Merida Racer bike, white in colour with lime green writing. The other, a Cube Racer, is white, blue and black in colour. A Ford Transit bus was stolen from a yard at Umricum, Buncrana, over the weekend. The incident is believed to have happened between 5:45 on Friday evening and 8 on Monday morning. The bus was being used for parts and was off the road. A battery from another bus was taken in order to make way with the vehicle in question. Gardaí are urging anyone with information or who may have seen the bus to get in touch. Its registration plate is 08DL15315. It was spray painted white but was originally yellow, and Gardaí say yellow paint can be seen on the front bumper. And Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a camper van parked at the Aura Leisure Centre was damaged in a weekend attack. At around 4:30 on Friday morning, two men smashed the front and side windows of the camper van. They're believed to have left the scene in a black Volkswagen Golf with L plates.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Starting with soccer, and the European draws were made today. And Derry City will start the European journey with a trip to the Faroe Islands. The Candy Stripes have been drawn away to Torshavn in the first qualifying round of the Europa Conference League, with the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium hosting the second leg. In the same competition, Dundalk, they'll be at home to Bruno's Magpies of Gibraltar. And St Pat's, they travel to Luxembourg for the first leg with Dudalanga. Irish Premiership runners-up Linfield, they face KF Valisne from Albania. Crusaders, they take on FC Haka of Finland. And Glentoran meet Grazia United of Malta. Shamrock Rovers won't know their first qualifying round opponents in the Champions League until Friday week. Stephen Bradley's side were drawn to face the winners of the preliminary round's mini-tournament. It involves the champions of Andorra, Montenegro, San Marino and Iceland. And the Irish Premiership champions Larne, they take on HJK Helsinki. The European action starts in July. And the goal which set the Republic of Ireland women's team to this summer's World Cup has won the International Goal of the Year award. Amber Barrett's goal from last October against Scotland has become iconic because it secured the Irish a trip down under in July. It is the winner of the International Goal of the Year Award as part of the 33rd FAI International Awards, which will be held in the Round Room in the Mansion House this evening. Barrett's finish was selected by a jury of Soccer Writers Ireland members ahead of two goals from the Ireland men's national team, Nathan Collins' superb solo effort away to Ukraine, and Michael Obafemi's thunderbolt at home to Scotland. The winners of the remaining categories will be announced at the ceremony this evening. Coghill Celtic's Lee McColgan is one of the nominees in the Amateur International Player of the Year, while Derry City's Mark Connolly is in the SSE Electricity League Player of the Year section. Elsewhere, Shelburne have confirmed this weekend's All-Ireland Cup meeting with Linfield will be Jesse Stapleton's last game for the club. The 18-year-old is set to join a club in the Women's Super League, which will, with the move set to be officially announced on July the 1st. Stapleton has scored 21 goals and 71 appearances for Shells and was a key part of their league and cup double last season. In other news, the Kuwaiti FA are refusing to accept that one of their Olympic team racially abused a Republic of Ireland under 21 player. Yesterday's friendly meeting of the sides in Austria was abandoned, with the FAI saying an Irish substitute was racially abused. The Kuwaiti FA maintained the game was called off early due to excessive roughness and tension between the players. On the pitch, Scotland can extend their unbeaten run in competitive games to 8 tonight. Steve Clark's side hold a 100% record in Euro qualifying Group A ahead of the visit of Georgia to Hampden Park. Kickoff tonight is 7:45. And the kickoff time of the Community Shield has been brought forward by 90 minutes after complaints from the fans. Manchester City's match against Arsenal at Wembley on August the 6th will now start at 4 o'clock instead of 5:30. The FA says the decision was made following consideration of the transport challenges for supporters returning up north after the game. In some transfer news, Arsenal are stepping up their efforts to land West Ham midfielder Declan Rice. They've submitted a £90 million offer for the England international. Rice helped the East Londoners to their first major trophy in 43 years when they won the Europa Conference League earlier this month. And Chelsea have signed French striker Christopher Nkunku from RB Leipzig for €60 million. The 25-year-old scored 16 goals in 25 games in the Bundesliga last season. Nkunku, who has won 10 caps for France, is manager Mauricio Pochettino's first signing since he took charge in May. And the GAA has confirmed that all four All-Ireland football quarter-finals will be played at Croke Park. Two of those fixtures will be played on Saturday, July the 1st, with the other two being played the following day. The draw for the quarters will be made on Monday. In athletics, Ireland are second in the Division 3 standings following this morning's action at the European Team Championships in Poland. Charlene Maudsley produced the second fastest time of her career to win her heat of the women's 400 metres. Israel Olatunde was second in his heat in the 100 metres. There was also a second place finish for Finlay Daly in the 3,000 metre steeplechase. Ireland are with Austria and Israel in the promotion places as things stand. And finally for this evening, police are searching the headquarters of the 2024 Paris Olympics organisers. The raid is part of a probe into suspected corruption. The Paris Organising Committee said in a statement, a search is underway of its offices in Saint-Denis and that it is cooperating with the investigators. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. The Thornleisher says he has never tried to embroil the President in controversy. It comes after criticism of Michael D. Higgins for comments he made about Irish neutrality. The President said there was a dangerous drift happening in Irish foreign policy, but Thornleisher and Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin denies any conflict with the Oras.
I adhere to the convention that the Taoiseach has referred to. I've never, ever attempted to embroil the Presidency in any controversy, nor do I intend to do so, no. And the entire purpose of the consultative forum was to generate debate in respect of a wide range of issues pertaining to Irish foreign policy, defence policy, security policy. And in many ways, that debate is taking place.
Medication shortages are worsening. That's according to Margaret O'Doherty of Ruffo Pharmacy. It's emerged 60% of people have been affected by the shortage of medicine over the past year, with a record number of medicines out of stock. The Department of Health says there are numerous alternatives available to ensure continuity of care. However, on today's 9 till noon show, Ms O'Doherty said that that approach simply doesn't work.
It's really distressing for people, even, you know, yourself. If you've got something, you know it works for you, you're happy with it, and somebody says to you, now here's something different. It really isn't, you know, just as simple as saying, oh, come on, take something different. You know, the attitude of the Department of Health seems to be, oh, it's like one flavour of ice cream isn't available, take a different flavour. I mean, it's not quite the same thing.
Scotland's former First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, is back in the Scottish Parliament today, but has admitted that this is not an easy period in her life. It's her first public appearance at Holyrood since she was arrested and released without charge as part of an ongoing police investigation into the SNP's finances. She told reporters she wanted to answer their questions this afternoon so she could then be free to carry out her work for her constituents.
The thing that sustains me right now is the certainty that I have done nothing wrong, and I'm entitled to that presumption in law, but actually more than that, that is a belief and a certainty that I have.
The issue of residential zoned land tax continues to cause serious concern in Donegal, and particularly in Inishowen. At yesterday's special meeting of Donegal County Council to discuss the development plan, the authority was urged by many councillors to ensure measures were in place to mitigate against significant potential taxation costs coming down the tracks, particularly for affected farmers. There are calls for a review of seven strategic towns to be brought forward as a result. The director of the council's Community Development and Planning Service, Liam Ward, says there are no resources to facilitate such a review. However, Councillor Martin McDermott says they must be found.
What the council are saying, that they don't have the resources to facilitate pulling forward the review of the seven strategic towns. I don't accept that. I think that with the situation particularly that we have in Carndonagh, where a lot of farming families are going to be caught out for substantial amount of money when the tax comes on next year, that, you know, we should now be bringing forward the review of the strategic towns, which would allow those towns then to be in review, which would mean they wouldn't have to, they wouldn't be in a position where they'd have to pay that money.
And Donegal County Council, the Cristla Working Group and the Cristla Community Association will present their draft village plan and draft community regeneration project to local people later this week. A 3-week public consultation gets underway on Thursday with a number of community engagements also planned. With more, here's Alan Cantwell.
The community regeneration project led by Donegal County Council is located on trustee lands to the rear of St Michael's Parish Church and is now being brought towards planning consent and capital funding stage by the council's regeneration and development team. It's happening in parallel with a process to prepare the village plan. The council says these projects have now been developed to draft design stage following an initial public consultation last month. This week, a public consultation on the draft village plan and draft community regeneration project will get underway with a walk-in public information event from 2 till 8 on Thursday in Massinus Hall. Targeted workshops and engagements will also be taking place with local schools and senior citizens all this week, while the plan will be published online on Thursday, with comments and submissions welcome until Thursday, July 13th.
And there are more details and links to the plans on our website, highlandradio.com. Weather forecast: some bright spells and heavy thundery showers this evening with the possibility of hail and localised flooding in light southwest breezes. The thunderstorms will ease early tonight, leaving a mostly dry night with just some isolated showers. Patches of mist and fog will develop overnight. Lows of 11 to 14 degrees Celsius in light southwesterly breezes. A mix of sunshine and scattered showers tomorrow with highs of 18 to 22 degrees in mostly light westerly winds. And looking at the headlines on this Tuesday evening, and just to repeat, there is a thunderstorm warning in place in Donegal, an orange weather warning in place for the next hour. That'll be scaled down to yellow after 6 o'clock. There are still over 400 homes and businesses without power in the county, almost 300 of them in Buncrana. It's hoped supplies will be restored to most by the next half hour or so, but some could be without electricity until 10 o'clock tonight. New plans have been unveiled for improvements at Letterkenny University Hospital. The general manager of the hospital unveiled them today in response to a damning report by HICWA. Ministers have approved €50 million in funding for north-south projects. Included in that is €45 million in funding for the McGee campus of the Ulster University in Derry. And police in Antrim say a post-mortem exam on human remains as part of the investigation into the murder of Chloe Mitchell has ended. The PSNI say the identification process on those remains found on June 11th is still ongoing. They're the headlines, and that's the news for now. We're back with headlines again at 6. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, June 20th. The death has taken place of John Sexton, Mount Shannon, County Clare. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's and McLaughlin's Funeral Directors, Main Street, Buncrana, this evening for viewing from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral arrangements to follow. The death has occurred of Nellie Bradley, Brayhead Road, Derry. Nellie's remains are reposing at her son Martin's home at Kildrum, Upper Calais. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral leaving there at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Calais, with interment immediately afterwards in Newton Cunningham Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Cormac Gallagher, the Drum Bar Lower Main Street Letterkenny, and formerly of Killymassney, Glenswilly. Cormac's remains are reposing at his late residence today until 10 o'clock with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 11 a.m. for Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Rosemary Smith Nee Duffy, Fox Hills, Letterkenny, formerly of Canada and Glasgow. Her remains are reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, today from 4 o'clock until 8 p.m. Rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Derrybeg, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place in Ealing, London, of Margaret Doherty, formerly of Tully Arvan Buncrana. Remains are reposing at her sister Mary's house, 7 Dunnaree, Buncrana. Funeral from there at 9:15 a.m. tomorrow morning, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 10 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Eileen McElhenney, Ní Míle, 18 St. Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe, County Donegal. Eileen is reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m, going to St. Eunan's Church, Raphoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.